Peace to brothers in here and brothers online.
感谢主刚才的敬拜的诗歌、祷告还有经文，我想圣灵把我们带到了合一的聚会当中。
Praise the Lord, because of the hymns and the prayers and the song, and the verses and the scripture brought us to a heart of unity in worship.
我们一起用心灵和诚实，我们一起来敬拜爱我们的神。
Let's worship our Lord together in spirit and in truth.
我们把荣耀尊贵都归于这宝贵的名。
And we give honor and glory to His name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，今天早晨外面下了挺大的雨。
Praise the Lord. This morning it rained pretty hard outside.
感谢主，这场雨没有成为弟兄姊妹来教会的阻拦。
And praise the Lord that this rain did not become an obstacle for us to come worship Him.
吴弟兄在旷野中的信息给我们是已经快一个月了。
Brother Wu, his message to us, it's been about a month now.
在这一个月当中，我在预备这个，特别是预备这个讲章的时候，我的这个思路还是在旷野，这个在旷野中。
And this month, while I'm preparing for the messages, this the church in the wilderness is still in my mind.
我在思考一个问题。
And I've been thinking about I have a question in my mind.
神在盟约中，他应许给以色列民迦南美地。
And in God's covenant, He promised the promised land. For the Israelites,
主耶稣基督借着十字架，他应许我们新天新地。
And through the cross, our Lord Jesus promised us a new heaven and new earth.
我们一样，弟兄姊妹们都阿门，神的旨意一定能够成就。
And brothers and sisters, we all would amen to the will of the Lord will be fulfilled.
但是因为神的计划是要成就在我们的身上。
And because the will of God is going to be fulfilled in, on us.
所以我们的经历不会是两点一线，一条直线的这样过去。
So our experience is not going to be just a line between two points, a straight line.
就像这个旷野一样，我们知道以色列人出埃及以后在旷野里边有四十年的经历。
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness, they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
神在旷野的教会上所做的工作，吴弟兄回来给我们有很好的分享。
And the work of God in the church in the wilderness, Brother Wu has already shared with us.
我们今天我们一起弟兄姊妹，我们一同的来思想一下。在这旷野四十年，这个在进迦南的拦阻给我们的启示是什么
？Let us think together today about when we enter into the promised land. What is God's revelation?
当年在旷野中的拦阻，在我们今天是不是还是我们的拦阻？
In those days, the obstacles that caused them to go into Canaan, is it the same obstacle we have today?
如果当年是拦阻进入迦南美地这么一个事实的话，
if the reality of the obstacles in those days,
那么今天这个拦阻可能是成为我们进新天新地的拦阻。
And today, those obstacles could also be obstacles for us to enter the new heaven and new earth.
当然我们确信这种拦阻不可能成为神计划成就的拦阻。
But we all believe that these obstacles cannot really stop us from getting into the new heaven and new earth.
所以我们今天借着今天这个信息，我们一同来思想，我们求神来帮助我们拿走我们今天的拦阻。
So through the message today, let us think together how we can ask the Lord to remove these obstacles from our lives.
刚才弟兄带我们读了这个经文，我就再一次展示，我们就不用再读了。
Just now, we are, brother already led us to read the scripture, so I'm not going to read it again.
当读完这个经文以后，弟兄姊妹可能在思想，如果进入迦南的拦阻的话，怎么会没有说拜金牛、铸这个金牛犊、拜这个偶像的事？
Why did we not talk about the one as one of the obstacles, the worship of the golden calf?
而选了这两处的经文。一个是关于吃，一个是关于喝，这么的小事好像是。
But why were the scriptures chosen? Because one is about thirst, the other is about hunger. Why is it on just small things like that?
拜金牛犊是一个远离神、拜偶像的这么一个作为。
Worshipping the golden calf is as something that is against the Lord's wishes.
那我们看这两处的经文，这以色列人在抱怨因吃因喝的抱怨，是不是一种拜偶像的行为？
So let's look at these complaints and grumblings from the Israelites about food and water. Is it about worshiping idols?
这个经文里我把一些很负面的字，我把它用红色来 highlight 一下。
And in these scriptures, I use a red lettering to highlight those negative words.
这里边有发怨言，有饱足，有饿死，还有渴死。
There is the grumblings and filling death by hunger and death by thirst.
他有抱怨，为什么要摩西？神要用摩西来把以色列人带出埃及地。
And why did God use Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
所以我们看。这些以色列人他们在抱怨因吃因喝抱怨的时候，他们的心思已经在离开神。
And when we see the Israelites grumbling and complaining, their hearts has already departed from God.
因为这第一代的在旷野中的第一代的出埃及的以色列人，他们刚刚经历了神的极大的祝福，神的神迹。
This first generation thatexited out of Egypt, they have experienced tremendous grace from God.
逾越节羔羊的血保护了所有的以色列人。
In the Passover, the blood of the lamb protected the Israelites.
过红海水被神分开，他们平安的过去，把追赶他们的埃及兵阻拦并且消灭，刚刚发生过。
And it just happened that they crossed the Red Sea when God opened up the Red Sea and they crossed over, and then they when the sea water came back, destroyed the Egyptian army.
所以他们抱怨的时候，他们在想念在埃及时候的肉锅。
So when they were grumbling, they were thinking about the pots of meat in Egypt.
这个肉锅能带来的饱足，在他们的心目中已经代替了神的救赎。
And these pots of meat can fill them up, but it has already replaced God's salvation.
对肉和水的需求已经让他们成为他们的偶像。
The pursuit of water and food has already become their idol.
虽然是我们可能会说对吃饱和喝水这是最基本的需求啊，这个是似乎有点合情合理吧。
Maybe we would say, well, hunger and food and water is just our basic needs. It's reasonable, right?
但是他们忘记了让他们逾越的这个神帮他们，让带领他们平安过红海的神 连这个宝足都不能供应他们吗？他忘记了神。
But they have forgotten about this God, the God that brought them out of Egypt through the Red Sea. Can he not provide water and food?
他忘记了神的大能，也忘记了神的恩典。
He forgot the power of God and forgot about the grace of God.
在我们刚才读一到八节、一到七节这两处的经文，我们看到了神是用恩待、用恩典来对待他们。
And when we read Exodus chapter 16 and 17, we saw that God treated them with grace.
神用苦水变甜，用磐石出水来满足了他们的饥的渴。
God uses changed the bitter water into sweet water, and caused the rocks to open up, and the water flows out to provide for them.
赐下玛拿每天的供应和给赐给他们肉，让他们得饱足。
And every morning, God provided manna and meat in the evening for the to fill them.
如果到这神做完这些事以后，如果说以色列人这时候回转
，If because of this, the Israelites would turn around,
神还是会喜悦他们。
God will still be delighted in them.
但是我们知道他们的抱怨声还没有停止。
But we know that their grumbling did not stop.
在西乃之后，他们又抱怨玛拿没有味道，然后又在抱怨没有肉吃。
And after Sinai, they continue to grumble about the manna has no taste and they have no meat to eat.
我们知道神给他们有更加严厉的管教。
And God has given them a serious discipline.
这两处的经文我们看到神也在管教他们，但是神的管教是用恩典在管教他们。
And in these two passages, we saw that God still was disciplining them, but he uses his grace to discipline them.
但是神是不喜悦罪恶。
But God does not like sin.
西乃以后，神用瘟疫，用更严厉的，用公义来管教他们。
And after Sinai, God uses plagues and more serious discipline.
这就是神在恩典和公义两个属性一个完美的合一。
And through this, we see how God is both just, righteous, and loving.
为的是让他们圣洁，让他们跟随神进入到迦南美地。
So the purpose is to so that they will be they be holy and when they enter into the Canaan.
今天神的公义和恩典仍然是在带领管教我们。
And today God's righteousness is still disciplining us.
因为神要让他拣选的圣洁的民进到那个新天新地，在他的国度当中。
Because his holy people, he wants the people that enter into the new heaven and new earth are holy.
那我们今天看两个题目，第一个是肉体和情欲成为进入迦南美地的阻拦。
So today we're going to look at two topics. The first one is the flesh and lust hinder entry into the promised land.
第二个题目是今年的主题，我们把自己当作活祭，完全的交托给神，我们方能进入到应许的新天新地。
And the second topic is aligns with our theme this year about offering ourselves as living sacrifice, and so when we enter the promised land.
也就是我们从这个旷野中的拦阻，我们在思想今天我们在经历的拦阻。
So through the obstacles in those days, we think about our obstacles that cause us to enter, to prevent us from entering the new heaven and new earth.
我们刚才前言里边讲到神一定会成就他的旨意。
God will fulfill His will.
我们也知道，撒旦一定要在我们的肉身上找到那个破口，来毁坏我们的生命。
But we also know that Satan will find that opening in our lives to destroy us.
在伊甸园是如此，在今天更是如此。
It's the, as in the Garden of Eden, it is the same today.
撒旦在伊甸园跟亚当夏娃他说的我们都很熟悉，是在创世纪三章四节，蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
And in Genesis 3 chapter 3 verse 4, we're very familiar with that. It says, but the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
多有诱惑力的这个引诱。
This deception is so enticing.
你怕死吗？不死。
Are you afraid of death? You won't die.
你怕看不清事情，我让你能看得见，看得清楚。
You want to know about things? I'll let you see more clearly.
神会分辨善恶，你也可以分辨善恶。
God knows how to tell between good and evil, and so will you.
有两个字特别的，如神，就是和神一样。
And there's a word, you'll be like God.
亚当夏娃当年听这句话的时候，他没有在这两个字上注意到。
And when Adam and Eve heard this, they did not notice these two words.
后来巴别塔的建造也是没有明白这个意思，他们也要如神。
And even in the and later in the Tower of Babel, when they're building the Tower of Babel, they did not think that they were trying to be like God.
撒旦在旷野中继续的在做工，没有吃的，你们抱怨啊。
Satan continued to work in the wilderness. If you don't have food to eat, just complain.
你们没有喝的，你们去试探这位神呢，他会给你的。
If you don't have water to drink, test the Lord. He will give you.
他们在想，神赐给我们，哦，原来我们这个抱怨是有果效的。
And they may say, oh, this is actually working. Our complaints are working.
可是神恩典恩待他们，但是神的公义从来都不会减少。
God uses grace to treat them, but His righteousness and justice has not lessened.
神也知道他们的心意在远离神。
God knows that their hearts are departing from God.
今天神照样是这样恩待我们，我们时常会冒犯我们的神。
Today we're similar. We are not pleasing God.
但是神给我们时间，让我们让圣灵在我们生命中做工。
But God give us time and let the Holy Spirit work in us.
在旷野中出了一件大事，他们到了三十二章的时候，他们做了一个金牛犊。
In the wilderness, a big event happened, and they created a golden calf.
他们理由是摩西迟迟的还没有在山上没有下来，在西乃山还没有下来。
Their reason was that Moses delayed his return from Mount Sinai.
万一他出事了，我们需要一个领路的。
Just in case something happened to him, we need something to lead us.
他们做了一个金牛犊。
So they built a golden calf.
撒旦在他们身上做工，做了这个金牛犊，还他们说第二天，亚伦说我们要守耶和华的节，把金牛犊放在那里，守耶和华的节。
So the next day, Aaron said, "We will put the golden calf here, and then we are going to celebrate a God's festival."
他们误认为自己还是在敬拜耶和华。
They think they are still worshiping God.
可是神的愤怒就临到他们。
But God's fury, God's rage, came upon them.
金牛犊事件，我们说这是一个突发事件，是不是？
Is this golden calf just happened?
绝对不是一个偶然突发事件。
It's not by chance.
金牛犊是一个偶像。
The golden calf is an idol.
当时他们在抱怨，因为饱足和口渴抱怨的时候，他们的心中已经立了偶像。
And when they were complaining about water and food, in their heart they have already established an idol.
心中带着这个偶像，远离神，这个结果必然是要走到这个发生金牛犊事件。
So these thoughts has led them to the golden worshiping the golden calf.
这一系列的事给我们今天的提醒是什么？
What does this series of happenings remind give us warning about today?
撒旦今天更诡诈，更危险。
And today, Satan's scheme is more dangerous.
我们当读哥林多后书的时候，我们看到撒旦派了一些假的光明的使者来传假的福音。
And we see that Satan is disguised as an angel of light to teach us about the false gospel.
这些假的教导蛊惑了很多人的心。
And these false teachings took hold of a lot of hearts.
他们误认为这就是真理，这就是真的信息。
And they think that that is the true message.
撒旦今天还有一个诡计，他用神的恩典来模糊，来混淆神的公义。
The Satan has another scheme, and that is to confuse justice with grace.
他让世人在享受神的恩典的丰富的时候，忘记了神的公义。
And they let people, when they are enjoying the grace of God, they forgot about God's justice.
我们听到太多的见证，太多的事情，神真是爱我们，神怎么着也要爱我们。
We hear so many testimonies because God loves us, He will love us in these other things also.
在这旷野中给我们学习到的，神的管教，他是借着恩典要管教，要引领我们走向那个应许之地。
But in the wilderness, we see that God would use His discipline to lead us into into the promised land.
而进到神的国，神绝不允许污秽进到神的国度当中。
God will not let filth enter into His kingdom.
所以今天当我们经历了神的恩典的时候，我们不管是见证，我们是思考，一定不要停留在神的祝福那里。
So today, when we experience grace, we cannot just stay there and just stay in grace.
我们在感恩神祝福的时候，我们一定要说感谢主你的祝福，然后你让我做什么。
And when we thank God, we thank Him for the grace, and then ask God what He wants us to do next.
如果忘记了，然后我们只是在那里领取这个恩典，而我们忘记了神让我们要做的事。
But we're not to simply just receive grace and forget about what God wants us to accomplish.
今天撒旦还有一个诡计， 因为我们都有很多的需求，在这个世界好像现实当中我们有更多的需求。
And God has, Satan has another scheme, and that is we have a lot of needs today.
很多的需求我们就 会想，这都是我们很正当的需求啊，这是神要给我们的呀。
And we may think that, oh, all these needs are reasonable needs, and God will give that to us.
确实不错，我们得的恩典、祝福都是从神而来。
It is true. All our blessings are from God.
但是神在祝福我们以后，满足我们的需求以后，他要告诉我们说，你们要去追求。
But after God has given us blessings, God wants us to pursue Him.
这次吴弟兄来，有机会和他做了一些比较深刻的一些交通。
This time when Brother Wu came, I have an opportunity to fellowship deeply with him.
他跟我说了一句话，他可能是很委婉的说，他说，弟兄，你们在这边的生活很精致。
And our brother said to me, he said, your lives here are very comfortable.
我听完这句话，心里非常的震撼。
And I was a little bit shocked.
弟兄说的精致，并不是说你们生活太好了。
And he's saying you're comfortable is not because it is good.
他的意思我听懂了，他是说你们在领受了神的恩典和祝福的时候，你们淡化了追求。
And I understood what he said. He said, after you receive grace, you are not pursuing God as you once did.
这句话在这一个月当中一直在我的脑海当中。
And this, his words continued to be in my heart this whole month.
这些以色列在旷野中的以色列人得到了，如果天天都有神给的肉锅，天天都有甜水喝的话，他们也是过上了很精致的生活。
And the Israelites in the wilderness, when they have meat to eat every day and sweet water to drink, they were having a comfortable life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们的心意能够经常的去默想神他为什么要给我们这么多的祝福。
And may the Lord let us to meditate on why is it that he gives us so much blessing.
如果我们想当然的去领受的话，我们就会中了撒旦的诡计。
If we take this all for granted, then we fall into the scheme of Satan.
红皮蛋和白皮蛋，鸡蛋，红 white eggs and red eggs.
Yeah,
我们去买的时候，如果价钱一样，我们都愿意买红皮蛋。
If the price is the same, we'll get the brown eggs.
如果红皮蛋稍微贵一点，我们仍然愿意去买红皮的蛋。
If brown eggs was just a little bit more expensive, we'd still get the brown eggs.
为什么红皮蛋比较贵一些，我们愿意去买？
Why is it that the brown eggs is a little bit more expensive?
可能有的觉得红皮蛋的营养可能会更好一些。
Maybe we think that it has better nutrients.
科学家研究了，红皮蛋和白皮蛋营养价值相差无几。
But science tells us that the difference in nutrients of the brown eggs and white eggs are about the same.
但是红皮蛋的皮要厚一些。
But the brown eggs, the shells is thicker.
它比较容易保存和运输。
It's easier to be preserved and transported.
不容易出现裂缝。
It's not easy to be cracked.
我们知道鸡蛋一旦破裂以后就容易坏。
And if an egg is cracked, it can go bad faster.
求主帮助我们，也是学习做红皮的蛋。
May the Lord teach us to be like the brown eggs.
不让撒旦能够发现到这个蛋中的裂纹来攻击我们的生命。
And not let Satan find the fissures in the eggs, in the shell, to attack us.
在旷野里边，以色列人的抱怨，他们从抱怨是因着情欲。
In the wilderness, the Israelites complained because of their flesh.
这正是撒旦要攻击我们的一个点，让我们有肉，借着肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，让我们犯和在伊甸园一样的错。
Satan attacked us through the flesh, the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of life.
那就是背离神，让我们转向偶像。
That is to turn away from God, but turn towards idols.
我们也看，在他们抱怨这个肉体需要的时候，实际上他们已经形成了一个在灵里的一个偶像。
And when they started complaining in their heart, they've already established an idol.
这个历程是从不满足到不信神的应许，到替代神的偶像。
And this process is from not satisfied to not believing in God's promise, and then to worship idol instead of God.
这个过程在今天仍然是一样的，撒旦仍然在用这个过程来干扰我们。
And this process is still the same today.
只不过是今天的偶像感觉没有那么的清楚了，已经不再是那个能看得见摸得着的金牛犊了。
Except that today this idol is not as it's not something we can touch or feel. It's not the golden calf.
而是成为了我们不仅仅是看不见的偶像。
It's become an invisible idol.
那就是我们当享受神的恩典的时候，我们把它当成理所当然的。
And it's like when we think of God's grace, we take it for granted. We should have it.
因为我们想，我们信主跟随神，神给我们的恩典那是对等的呀。
Well, it's normal that if we believe in God, that He would bless us.
其实就跟当年神立的盟约一样，那是一个根本就不对等的盟约。
But it's just like in the days when God had given the covenant. This covenant is not equal.
神给了我们 N 多的祝福， N 多的恩典，他只要求我们一样。你们要守约。
God gave us tremendous grace, and His only thing that He asked us is that we follow the covenant.
在这个前提下，我们的感恩的心就消失了。
And through all of this, we lose our heart about grace.
而替代的，经常听到的是从心里发出的抱怨。
And instead, what happened is these complaints come out from us.
今天有一个词大家都很熟悉，就是安全感。
And today we have this. We hear about the security.
这个安全感遍布我们生活的每一个的角落。
And security fills every part of our life.
从我们的财务，家庭财务，到我们的职业前途。
From our finance to our employment.
到我们下一代的工作和前途。
To the next generation's future.
保险、健康等等等等，房屋、车辆。
The insurance and health, our house and cars.
还有一个我们特别警醒的，当我们在服侍的时候，我们要把服侍当作敬拜，当成我们成长的需要，而不是把服侍当成宗教。
So another thing is when we worship, we cannot treat it like a religion.
因为我们有时候会觉得，如果不服侍，我有一种不安全感，我怕进不了神的国度。
We think that if we don't serve, then we're not going to enter into, we lose this feeling of security.
求主帮助我们把这些安全感挪去。
May the Lord take away our, this feeling of being secure.
把我们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
And put our faith in on our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果当年以色列人在旷野中，他们相信神一定会供应他们吃的喝的的话，他们本当不应该抱怨。
But in those days, if the Israelites know that God will give them food every day, they shouldn't be complaining.
我们今天，如果我们知道神一定会带领他的儿女们进到这个新天新地的话，我们不需要寻求自己的安全感。
If we believe that God will lead us into the new heaven and new earth, we don't need this feeling of security.
当然，这不是说我们就不用做事，神他会给我们智慧，让我们在预备这些的同时，让我们的心意不离开神。
But that doesn't mean that we're not going to do anything. God will lead us so that we will be led into the promised land.
让这些无形的偶像与我们的追求与我们的这个成圣的路让它没有优先权。
So that there is no precedence. These invisible idols does not have a precedence.
那下面就很快这个题目，我们知道了旷野给我们的启示，那我们今天就知道当如何的行。
So, we will know what to do if we are going towards this promised land.
去年我们的主题是在光中行。
Last year, our theme was to walk in the light.
这次吴弟兄回来讲了一句讲道的时候讲到，可能弟兄姊妹都还记得，他说我们不要在旷野中等待。
I think brothers will remember this message that Brother Wu gave, and he said that we are not to wait in the wilderness.
要跟随神向迦南行。
We have to follow God and go towards the promised land.
我们今天也不要坐等基督的再来。
And today we're not to wait, just to wait for the coming of the Lord.
而是让我们勤奋，让我们像那个那个忠诚的那个仆人和五个预备灯油的使女一样。
But to be diligent and be like the five virgins that prepare the lamp and the oil in the lamp.
在光中向前行。
And in the light, go forward.
向哪里行呢？如果不知道向哪里行，圣灵会带领我们，一定是向基督行，向新天新地行走。
And if we don't know where we're heading, it has to be, we can depend on the leading of the Holy Spirit and go towards Lord Jesus Christ.
今年的主题是当圣洁的活祭献于神。
This year our theme is to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
和主题都是密切相关，如果我们不把自己献上的话，这些我们全做不到。
And if we don't offer ourselves, then we cannot do any of these things.
那就是说，我们要把我们的归属献于神，我们属于神。
So the first thing is, we have to give what belongs to this God to Him.
我既然属于神，我相信神他一定会看顾我，一定会引领我，一定会祝福我。
Because I belong to God, He will bless me and lead me.
把主权交给神。
And to offer my sovereignty to God.
我和我家的主人都是神。
And my family and I are, God is the head of the family.
把道路献给神，求神的光来引领我前面行的路。
and offer the path that we take in for, to God and let His light lead us.
我们确信圣灵一定把我们引向那个光明之地。
And we believe that God, the Holy Spirit will lead us into this land of light.
我们还把我们的信心交托给神。
And we offer our faith to God.
这个旷野的经历让我们看见了神他盟约的成就。
And we see the, through the fulfillment of the, in the wilderness, the fulfillment of His will.
他应许的, 应许的实现。
And His promise became a reality.
我们也更确信神他的新约一定能够成就。
And we believe this new covenant will be fulfilled.
神今天就在我们教会当中做工。他在每一位弟兄姊妹身上在工作。
And we see that our, God is working within every one of us here.
我知道我们弟兄姊妹，我们现在可能有正在经历难处的。
I think you know some of you are maybe going through difficulties.
有在挣扎的。
And they're struggling.
但是我们无论如何，我们相信，无论我们的境遇如何。我们看到这个神的光亮。
No matter what our experience is, we will see God's light.
我们相信神的盟约，新天新地一定会临到。
And we believe that the new heaven and new earth will continue to lead us.
有了这个美好的应许，必然成就的应许，我们今天的经历，只是在这条线上的一个小小的插曲。
And God's promise will be fulfilled, and no matter what. And this is just a slight detour.
旷野的四十年，在神救赎的人类历史当中是那么的短暂。
And in God's history of salvation, the time, the 40 years in the wilderness is a very short time.
我们的一生，强壮的能活到一百岁，比过去可能年长了很多会。
If we are healthy, we might nowadays we might live up to 100 years old.
但是仍然是那么的短暂。
And still, it is a very short time.
但是我们感谢我们的主，他就要在我们短暂的这么一生当中，他要成就永恒。
And in this short time that we live on this earth, He is going to establish eternity.
这是我们确据，这是我们的确据。这是我们信仰的基础，这也是我们最美好的祝福。
This is our assurance and of our faith.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，感谢你，主，借着你旷野的这个阻拦，主，你让我们看到神，你的恩典是何等的长阔高深。
Lord, we thank you that through the obstacles in the wilderness, you let us see how great is your love.
主啊，你的应许在盟约中的应许必定成就。
The promise of your, the promise in your covenant will be fulfilled.
主啊，求你，你的应许成为我们的盼望。
May your promise be our hope.
也让在旷野中进迦南的拦阻，人的拦阻，撒旦的轨迹成为我们今天的借鉴。
May you teach us to prevent know the schemes of Satan.
主，求你帮助我们放下我们心头的重担。
May you help us to put down the burden in our heart.
让我们的心灵在你的盟约中得着自由。
May you free us in your spirit through your covenant.
主啊，你愿你的在新天新地的这个盼望成为我们每天的激励。
And may the hope of the new heaven and new earth cause us to be our forward every day.
好让我们跟随你这圣灵的云柱和火柱跟随你前行。
May your cloud of a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire lead us forward.
主，求你祝福你拣选的儿女们。
May you, May you bless your children.
你祝福弟兄姊妹们。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
这样的感恩祷告祈求是奉主宝贵的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.